Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Remember Christmas Day 2009, when the news was all about a foiled terrorist plot and tragedy averted?
What we heard at the beginning was a bang. Sounded first like a balloon being popped, and then there was a minute later, there was a lady shouting back, and she was saying things like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
That was passenger Elias Fawaz describing the scene on Northwest Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit after Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab attempted to ignite a bomb that was inside his underwear. Abdulmutallab pleaded guilty in court yesterday, ending a very strange trial that began when he dismissed his court-appointed attorney. Joining us now, Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at member station WDET in Detroit. Nice to talk to you, Quinn.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Celeste.
So this was a strange turnabout for Abdulmutallab, was it not?
It was. It took everybody aback. There was a bit of shock throughout the courtroom. It was the second day of the trial. There was an hour-long delay before it actually began on that second day. And the government had laid out a very strong case. They had, in essence, a confession from Abdulmutallab. They had dozens of people aboard the plane that saw him actually try to detonate this device. And they actually had a video, a so-called martyrdom video, that would have explained why he was trying to do that. So a lot of evidence against him. And people were anticipating it was going to be maybe a month-long trial. Instead, they came back yesterday morning, and his court-appointed advisor said that Abdulmutallab had told him he wanted to plead guilty, knowing that he was going to be facing life in prison.
All right, so let's go back to a little earlier on, in which he dismissed his court-appointed attorney. Did he talk yesterday about his motivations, about his proposed defense?
Yeah, and well, the defense, actually, the court-appointed advisor, the court kind of goes and bends over backwards to make sure that in these kind of cases that the defendant will be given a fair trial, so there won't be any way that they can come back and try to appeal it later and say that they didn't really understand the judicial system. His court-appointed advisor had a defense in mind that he said he thought he could at least get him the charges reduced, if not go away, and they were ready to progress along those lines. Abdulmutallab seemed willing to give up his freedom, knowing that all the penalties for these are going to be life in prison, to more or less read a manifesto. When they asked, "Are you pleading guilty to these charges?" he said yes. And then he said he was doing it because he had been, he freely admitted, working for Al-Qaeda and intending to kill as many Americans as possible. He said, in retaliation for the U.S. support of Israel, and in his words, for trying to kill innocent Muslim women and children through the various invasions that the U.S. had done in Muslim countries.
And he faces a mandatory life sentence?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. That's what his court-appointed advisor had indicated at the time. And, you know, at the end of it, he said, Allah Akbar. He had yelled, "Osama's alive," when he came in. It was straight out of the Al-Qaeda playbook. You know, he wanted to make this point. He wanted to make this statement. And in some ways, they were saying that he was ready to purify himself and commit suicide aboard this airplane, and that at this point in time, he was more or less committing legal suicide.
Well, Abdulmutallab got his day in court. Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at member station WDET in Detroit. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you, Celeste.